From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Joining me today in the Steve Nelson Performance Space, out in support of a brand new record on 30 Tigers called Late Riser, it's the band Francis Cone. Andrew Doherty is to my left. Christina Cone is here along with Colson Picard. Hello and welcome to JPR.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. Andrew, we should say you have spent some time here in our lovely state of Oregon.
I sure have.
In your past. Doing what exactly?
I went to school at University of Oregon, and then I lived in Portland for a little, brief stint.
What were you studying?
I was studying anthropology.
How'd that go?
It was great. Lovely program. I took a lot of anthropology classes, so I ended up having a Bachelor of Science in Cultural and Biological Anthropology.
Wow.
Yes.
How have you used that, Andy?
I drive in a van for about 12 hours a day and then play for about 30 minutes a night. And
yeah. It went well, the degree.
Yeah, it took me very far.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys are here. It is a beautiful new record.
Thank you.
We'll get to the fact that some of it is actually not all that new a little bit later on. The band has changed a bit in terms of its configuration and membership since its formation, what, about 6 or so years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're touring now as a trio, adding Colson to help augment the two of you, or is it ever changing?
It's ever changing. We want to keep Colson forever, so I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it started out just me, and then I met Andy on 12-12-12, and he joined the band then, and the first show he played with me was my first album release. And then we've had, you know, so many people play with us that we love and contributed so much, and over 6 years, people just grow up and move and have babies and stop playing music and go to be teachers. And I'm like, I'm going down the line of former band members. But yeah, and we just sort of realized that the core of the project since 2012 had been the two of us. So we wanted to start to present it that way because it seemed the truest.
For those that are meeting you and getting to know you for the first time, to clear up the confusion, there is no Francis Cone in the band. Francis is actually your father's name and your grandfather's name.
My great-grandfather and my dad were both. My dad still is a musician in South Carolina, and they were both born on September 11th.
No
and
kidding.
Apparently look exactly alike, but I didn't meet my great-granddad. Mm. But it was sort of an homage to them and my upbringing.
So having been brought up in a family with a musician, at least one in it, was that how you got started making music? It's just around the house?
Yeah. My mom met my dad because she was his accompanist, because he started out as an opera singer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And my grandmother went to Juilliard in the 30s. My cousin Drew is at Juilliard now. So, yeah.
So even if you had studied anthropology, you'd be a musician probably.
Well, I didn't want to do this. I went to college and didn't want to take a single music class because I was like, I've been doing this forever. And so I ended up with a theater and a political science major.
Really?
And then I moved to New York and I was like, why am I here? So I started playing music and that was that.
Well, it's going extremely well. This record is beautiful, start to finish. The album's called Late Riser. It is out on 30 Tigers, the band Francis Cone, and they are live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Francis, C-E-S, not C-I-S, but C-E-S-Cone-Music.com is the place to go online. Christina Cone, Andrew Doherty, and Colson Picard are in the studio. What do you guys want to play first for us?
We are going to play Unraveling.
Fantastic. This is Francis Cone, live on JPR.
Lately's unraveling. Lately's unraveling low. Oh, and it haunts me. Lately's unraveling. Lately's unraveling. should stop traveling. Her heartbeat moved too fast to know. Choked up with miles to go. Over a million signs to blink and let it go.
That one is called Unraveling. It's Francis Cohen playing live for us today here on JPR Live Sessions. That comes from the album called Late Riser, out on 30 Tigers, franciscohenmusic.com, the place to go. Andrew, let's turn to you. You are, at times in this band, basically playing everything that Christina's not. Guitar,
yep.
Bass, singing.
I joined the band as a bass player.
Okay.
Strictly.
He told me he didn't sing.
Yeah, I joined the band under the pretenses that I would not have to sing. And I would play the bass only. And then over time, I played in probably, I don't know, up to 8 bands at one time in Brooklyn. And she came to see me play with somebody. And we were playing Because by the Beatles. And I was singing the high harmony because we worked it out with my 2 roommates. And she was like, you sing.
I caught him in the act.
Yeah, red-throated. And and then she was like, all right, you're going to sing in the band. And I don't know, over time with like the people coming and going in the band, our guitarist left. We tried to do it as a trio, just like bass, keys, and drums. And then Christina heard me playing some of the guitar parts in the around our apartment. And
I realized he could do it all.
So I had to borrow a guitar, borrow an amp from another guy I knew, and started learning the guitar parts. And then I found myself leaning on the singing side of things, which was really frightening.
So how did that path work from going to university in Eugene to being a musician in Brooklyn?
I had a few bands in college. I played in a bunch of bands, and then I was in a, kind of an improvised hip-hop group called the Four Trees. They would love to hear that shout out on the coast. They were kind of like a coastal Oregon-based band out of like the Yahats area.
Yeah.
And
huge hip-hop area.
Huge hip-hop area, yeah. Big hip-hop scene. I don't know. Yeah, I just played a lot of music there. And when I went up to Portland, I worked at an after-school, I worked at a school for Portland Public School System, and I was playing with this band, Quiet Life. I don't know if you guys know them. But So I played with them, and eventually I just got taken away. I went traveling for a little while and then ended up in Brooklyn because I really wanted to have a kick in the pants. I was feeling a little, I don't know.
Lazy.
I didn't have a lot of direction in Portland, really. I was just like, this is awesome. What a great place to live. I'm going to go to New York for 6 months, and then I'm going to come back. But my agreement with myself was that in that 6 months, if things kept going up and like better, that I would stay. So I stayed for 7 years. Nothing went that well, but it never dipped. So I was like, until it plateaus or dips, I'm going to stay here. And it was 7 years, and we just moved to Nashville. But when I got to Brooklyn, I had some friends there from high school and other musician friends from that I met on MySpace way back when.
Tom. It's one of your friends, right? Tom's everybody's friend, right? On MySpace.
Yeah, exactly. He hooked me up.
Well, I can't wait to talk about this new record in depth. Late Riser is what it's called. Came out just before the new year, I think, is when we got our copy. It's been in creation for a while. Singles have been released over the course of like the last 3 years or something like that, which seems like an extraordinarily long time. Mm-hmm. Before we get there, I'd love to hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next for us?
We're going to play Failure.
Ah, beautiful song. This is Francis Cone. They're playing live here on JPR.
Set our failure to the room. I wanna love you. I wanna love you. And the logic I abused, I hope I can love you. I wanna love you. Ooh. We can nail and nail.
That one is called Failure. Francis Cone is live in the studio today, playing music from the record called Late Riser, out on 30 Tigers. Francis Cone Music, the place to go online. Well, Christina, just before the tune, I mentioned that you guys have been releasing singles that ended up on this record over a number of, not months, like most new albums that come out, but over the course of a couple, 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you did that.
Really cool strategy, huh?
Well, I mean, I was curious as to whether that was a reflection of the changes in the way people are consuming music, which is far less album and more individual song by song.
We put out Arizona first, and at the time had a whole record ready to go, but we just put it out by ourselves, didn't have a manager, didn't have anything. We had no structure around us at all, which is fine, and people release music like that all the time, but... that song started to do super well out of nowhere, and we didn't know why or who or how. And So we're like, maybe we hold off a second and build a team around this operation. And like everything, processes like that take a really long time. So then we released another song, and then we released another one. And like by the time we got to the point where we were like, let's put this album out, there were some songs that felt dated to us or didn't feel as personal. So we recorded five or six. I think only four of them on the album are from that Arizona initial time. And then the other six are newer and felt more emotionally connected to. I don't even know if they're better songs than the one we nixed, but I know that it felt like the right thing to do.
You mentioned that you have recently moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
Have you been there long enough for Nashville to have started to have an effect on your music?
I don't think so.
I think we recorded four songs there right when we moved there, and it was so soon after we moved there that we were still in Brooklyn land, you know?
Yeah.
Fast pace, let's get some coffee and let's get going, you know?
Does it feel different now that you've settled a little?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely feels different. I don't know that musically it would inform us at all, though. I think as a town, the time and space and community might inform us a little, but I don't think musically that it's gonna get too bogged in our brains.
I do think we have more opportunity to record there. There are studios everywhere, and we have personally more space in our house to do some recording, and I don't know, we just have more space and time, which is nice.
I remember reading somewhere that you were talking, Christina, about feeling like a superhero for being able to go to the bank and the grocery store in one day while you were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it's not the case so much in Nashville.
That's not the case. You go to the grocery store and it was like, what am I going to do now? Whereas in New York, you felt such a great sense of accomplishment from doing the smallest tasks.
Yeah. Our story of moving to Nashville is the first day we got there. We were like, oh no, we need food and the supermarket's closing. And I was like, Christina, you run out of the car. I'm going to swing around back and like pick you up in like 10, 15 minutes. And she was like, there's a parking lot. I was like, a parking lot? We can just park here?
Grocery stores have parking lots?
It's amazing.
So we, I don't know, it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
We were talking in the parking lot as we were unloading things from your van that in addition to relocating, there is additional news in the band. Christina, you are wearing a shiny new ring.
I am.
Congratulations.
Isn't that nice?
And it happens to be the gentleman to your right, my left.
What luck.
How long after 12-12-12 did musical partnership start to blossom into something bigger and better?
Probably this summer, but I think...
It's about a year, less than a year.
It's a little less than a year. Around the summer, Andy sort of pre-broke up with me because he was like, this is a horrible idea.
We're telling this story.
pretty much you were like, I could find a girl easier than a good band. And you were worried about choosing the girl and the band. And
I just didn't want to be a cliche.
Yeah, you didn't want to be a cliche.
Start dating the lead singer. And
how do you guys think that you balance each other out in the band?
Andy will spend hours with me figuring out what kind of sound I'm trying to express. Mm. Like there's this sound in this Phosphorescent song a few years ago, and I was like, it's that like chain dropping on the floor sound, but it's not actual chains because I don't want it, you know, there's connotations to that I don't like, and like, but there's like, so he spends so much time figuring those things out, and he's obsessed with the pedals. I'm newly getting into my pedal board, but
a gearhead.
I think he's a gearhead, and I'm a like, I wrote this very emotional song. Can we come together and will you help me make it sound cool?
Yeah. Christina lives in the sky. I live deep in the ground.
Yeah. Well, it's working out beautifully.
Left to my own devices, it's all a piano ballad.
That's okay.
It's okay, but it's not what I want to do. Right. If that was a thing that I was after, then it would be okay to do it alone sometimes. But he rounds me out, and then we get to make the kind of music that's in my head.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for making some music for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Francis Cone, my guests, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is called Late Riser, out on 30 Tigers. FrancisConeMusic.com is the web address. All right. What are you guys going to wrap up with today?
Ooh, we're going to wrap up with a new song that we learned the day we left for tour, and we're on tour. So it's not tried and tested, but it's fun to play for us still. And I hope it sounds good.
Does that mean we get it first?
You get it first. This is the first recording ever.
I like this.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called 93 or 94.
Wait, this is the first recording of it ever?
Yeah, the first
recording. So now it's on me.
Now it's on you.
To get it right.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a shot. What's it called?
93 or 94, not like as an option, but as a title, 93 or 94.
This is Francis Cohen live here on JPR.
93 or 94. When your father won his war.
That is brand new music called 93 or 94. Francis Cohn live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Christina Cohn singing, playing guitar and keyboards. Andrew Doherty on guitar and bass at times. And I have to say on that one, Colson Picard, who is playing bass with one hand, drums with the other, while resting a coffee cup on a floor tom. It's an impressive feat, and we're glad to have him here in the studio. I'm so glad you guys could drop by. Francis Cohn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll have audio from our session today, as well as a few photos up on our website later this afternoon at ijpr.org. And remember, as always, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions through Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or find us on Spotify. Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at sierranevada.com.